Blog Talk Radio.
I'll do whatever I can.
Well, welcome everyone to another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of DirectionsU.com and TheJVUniversity.com. I am calling in from live from Amarillo, Texas today, where it is a balmy 42 degrees. Yikes! As I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern, and I've got my co-host Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady from ProfitableStorytelling.com, joining us. Hello, Miss Rhonda. Is it warmer up your way?
Not appreciably. It may be a couple of degrees, but it's not exactly a beautiful day in the Ozarks today. It's kind of cold, but the roosters are still singing and the chickens are all out looking for snacks and everything, and life is good.
You know, we got beautiful blue skies, not a cloud in the sky, but boy, this cold weather is just not fun.
Nope, but it is November.
I can't wait to get to Vegas in a couple of days so that it can get back to 70. I missed my 80-degree days down in southern Florida. Can't wait to get back there next month.
I'll bet.
So we've got a great show lined up for everybody today, don't we?
We absolutely do. We have some folks who are just awesome about serving over selling, and they are just phenomenal people, and I'm so excited to have them on our show today. Did you want me to talk about who we have?
I would love for you to do that.
All right, perfect. Well, we have two folks who have a site called Twitter Watchdogs, and they do all kinds of great work with helping people get the most out of Twitter for building relationships. Hello, this is Relationship Marketing 101 after all. Building relationships, building business, doing it in a way that is honorable and that can also will grow your influence. We have Skeeter Hansen and Al Ferretti, the Twitter Watchdogs. So welcome to our show today.
Well, welcome, Ellen Skeeter.
Well, thank you very much, ladies. It's a privilege and honor to be here. This is Al Ferretti.
Well, you know, guys, when I heard that you were going to be guests on our show today, I must say I was really excited about it because knowing Twitter is just, you know, it is a real phenomenon. There's no other way to describe it. In the last year, I think usage is up 3 times on Twitter. It's a site that really is becoming a part of everyone's life. If you've been on the internet more than one time, you probably already know about Twitter. Any idea how many people are using Twitter right now?
1 million.
Not me.
Millions
of people. The last statistic we saw was 23 million unique visitors in a month.
Well, I know that there was a Nielsen survey that came out in June of this year that suggested that within 12 months, they expect that the amount of traffic on Twitter will top Facebook and MySpace combined. And they were saying things like 71 million users and huge numbers like that. If you're building a business online or offline, you cannot afford to not be on Twitter. Am I right or am I right?
You hit the ball out of the park. That's exactly right.
So tell us a little bit more about what you guys do.
Well, what we do, Gina and Rhonda, this is Skeeter Hansen, by the way, in tropical South Dakota. And for
even warmer up there, I'm sure.
And sometimes people ask me, is that north or south of North Dakota? And anyways, I think most of your listeners probably know it's right next to Minnesota and south of North Dakota. So what we do, what we're about, is we just have a passion, and I speak for Al. I say Al and I, and we started with Twitter Watchdog because we have a passion of providing valuable content for other people to get the most out of whatever their business or purpose for being on Twitter is, and that ranges from, you know, just about anything you can think of. And so we're just about providing valuable content so that people can get the most out of their time being on Twitter. Because Twitter, you know, can be, if not used properly, like a lot of other social sites that I've played around with, and, you know, it's easy to get lose track of time, and next thing you know, where'd my time go? And then all of a sudden you weren't very productive. And so we want to teach people how to use Twitter and to make the most of your time with the least amount of time.
Gotcha. And how long has Twitter Watchdog been around?
Well, that's a great question.
Al would answer that more accurately than me.
That's a great question. Skeeter and I started training on Twitter in December of 2008 by having weekly conference calls. And we realized that there were so many different types of people calling in. There was beginners, advanced, and real professionals that really got it and were having a lot of success. So we realized, wow, there's this big crowd. We need to set up a platform. So it was in the springtime of 2009 when we launched Twitter Watchdog.
Okay, so a little under a year.
Mm-hmm.
And how's it going so far?
Oh, it's been going real well. We're learning a lot as we build Twitter Watchdog and provide the content in many ways. We're posting articles, videos, conference calls. We have other individuals, everyone, just like how we've met you through Twitter. They're also posting content on our blog right now. And we have officially 153 Twitter exclusive posts right now. That's from all of our content and the writers. And our blog continues to grow every single month since we launched it in April. So it's
interesting. And so what are people posting on your blog?
Wow, that's a great question. Information from tools, what tools do I use in various ways. Right now, it's been said that Twitter has over 11,000 third-party tools that integrate with Twitter.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of information about different tools and how to use them, from for fun to gathering research to business tools, clients, etc. Twitter news and updates. We also post on if there's information out there about spam or scams, information that's hitting your direct messages or at replies, maybe links or things to avoid, viruses and those types of things.
Yep.
Interesting. So anyone who's using Twitter can benefit from being on Twitter Watchdog to really kind of learn the ropes and figure out the things that are going to help save time, help get them better results, and really make the most of what they're doing on Twitter. Is that pretty accurate?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Well, it certainly matches our slogan, watching out for you one tweet at a time.
I love it.
I really love that tagline. I think I even wrote you once and told you how I like your tagline. That is just great. And you guys really do have terrific posts, because sometimes it's about these DMs and you see so direct messages. You see so many things where there people are talking about how much money they've made and whatever. Well, you know, the experienced folks may know we just ignore that, and some other folks may really not realize that that can be a huge problem and can actually cause you a world of hurt. So it's really amazing and terrific that you guys have this site with that information on there that helps you avoid either the scams or the tools that are not as good or that are scraping your information versus the ones that are really being helpful for you. So I appreciate that a whole bunch.
So for someone that's just getting started on Twitter, what kind of advice do you guys have for them?
Well, that's a great question, and you know, there's a couple of things that I can recommend that people do, because I've made a few of these mistakes myself, and I see other people doing it. Is, you know, no matter what your reason for being on Twitter, you want to make the most use of your time, and probably the one of the most important things you can do is setting up your Twitter page properly, because people don't have a lot of time, and when people are out looking at other people, do I want to engage with this person? Do I want to respond to their tweet? They're going to just do a once-over, a quick look over your page. They're going to look at your name to see if you have one. They're going to look at the type of photo. So a photo is very important in the quality of photo. Now, I'm not saying you have to go out and get a professional photo taken, but at least have a photo where people can see you. And then connect with you a little bit and fill out your bio. I see a lot of people falling short on this. You can use up to 160 characters, and like Al mentioned, there's a lot of these third-party tools now. It seems like everybody that knows how to do any type of, if they're in the technology age where they can build these third-party tools, that's free enterprise. You got everybody creating these third-party tools. And that's great in one aspect, is because you can use these third-party tools to locate people in your niche. And you can do that, whether you want to do that in your backyard on a local level or globally. And one of the ways that these third-party tools locate people are by the words used in your bio, how you describe yourself. And I see a lot of people putting very limited information in there, and that really cuts down on your chances of other people finding and locating you as well. And so that's important, that you use words that are going to describe who you are, and if somebody's looking for you, what type of words would you use that are key words that are going to identify your business, industry, or niche that you're in. So I would say setting up your Twitter page properly would be probably the biggest tip that I could use when getting started.
Great, thank you. And any other tips from you, Skeeter? That was Al, right?
Oh, that was Skeeter.
And that was Skeeter. Okay, so Al, any other tips from you? I'm getting it, guys. I'll get it down by the end of the show.
Skeeter has a little more gravel in his voice.
Well, Skeeter said it well, and it's the one area that we teach and train others, and it's amazing. It seems like a no-brainer. The whole thing seems like a no-brainer, and it's just often overlooked. You know, making sure that your name is in the bio, that your link is in there, that you have some good keyword-rich, some good words in your bio, because those are searchable, as Skeeter was sharing. And then also another thing that we've noticed is if you select a color of the background, make sure to check the color of your Twitter page background, because sometimes certain colors conflict and then you can't actually see the words in there very well. So we want to make sure that that's viewable too. And those are some of the real important basics for setting up your Twitter page.
Well, Rhonda, what do you really want to make sure we learn this out of this show?
Well, I think there's a lot of ground that we can cover with these guys that will definitely help our listeners. And here's one thing that I know, both from our listeners and from your students and people that I talk to, there are a number of things about Twitter. And what are some ways that you can use Twitter effectively for business without having it suck one or two or more hours out of your day when you have other things going on? So we'll just start with that, because that's a very common question that I have received from people.
Well, that's a great question, Rhonda, but it's also a very complex question. And
right.
because you can go in many different directions with that. Let me just break it down a little bit. Like Al had mentioned, there's lots of tools, you know, and we try to provide value with what we do. And as far as using Twitter for your business, you want to use your time wisely. And that's why it's important to know what your objective is for being on mm-hmm. Twitter first. You need to identify that. Is it just a social place to go out and meet people, or are you trying to drive traffic and so forth? So let me just break that down real quick. You're talking about a business, and ultimately every business wants more traffic because more traffic leads to more sales and so forth. And so to generate traffic, one of the things that I could recommend is when I first came on Twitter, Al and I, back in December, the buzzword was get more followers, and that's probably still out there, but maybe not quite as much as it was, and that's really very misleading because the quality of your followers is so much more important than the quantity. So as far as building your business on Twitter, you really need to identify your objective, and then once you do that, and then you need to start identifying the keywords that are going to allow you to go out and target people. See, that's the power of Twitter. It gives you the ability to locate people that want what you have. You just got to know how to do it.
Mm-hmm. That really gets back to something that, Gina, that you always teach your people, is you first always need to know the strategy. What is the plan? And what most people end up doing is they go, well, I got to be on Twitter. Okay, so I'll just do all this stuff, and it just should bring traffic because it's Twitter and because that's whatever. And they're not really taking the time to plan out what is it that I want to accomplish with Twitter, or as the same question that you'd want to ask yourself with any other thing that you're contemplating for your business, right, is how does Twitter fit into your overall plan for growing your influence, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. It's look at Twitter as not a place to broadcast information per se, because what happens is you see a lot of amateur-like activity out there on the Twitter streams, meaning where people just start tossing links out there. But don't look at Twitter as just as a place to broadcast information, but more of a place to engage, build relationships, and provide value. And once you get that, it's absolutely powerful where you can go in less than 1 or 2 hours each day when you're utilizing it effectively. And we can share more on that in the show.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, then how do you add more value without being one of those people who, I like to say, just pukes out links all over the place? What is it that you recommend that will make sure that people are adding value while still getting traffic and doing other things that will actually grow your business?
Well, that's a great question. That's one that, Skeeter, would you like to handle this one? You did a couple videos covering this just a few days ago, and you did an excellent job.
In providing value, was that the question?
Yeah. What do you do? Say that we want to provide value. So how exactly is it that in specific that you can do things that will convey to the people who are paying attention to you on Twitter that you are truly providing value to them?
Well, there's a few different ways. Go ahead. Was you going to say something?
Anybody? Go ahead.
Go for it. Al, first Al, and then Skeeter. Al, go.
Well,
This is the joy of us all in four different rooms.
It comes down to we're releasing a product in 2 weeks from today called Tweet Formula. And it's a step-by-step system that teaches how to successfully monetize your business with Twitter. And in one of the steps, we have a section called Best Practices. And I like to quote Vince Lombardi. He said, winning is a habit, unfortunately, so is losing. It's real important that every business or person, I mean, really, they have their own unique experience on Twitter. So whether you or your business have been on Twitter for months or are brand new, there's really some best practices that will lead to success. And maybe we could share some of those a little bit more, because that's what really ties into helping and adding to the value of it.
Perfect.
Okay. Well, part of adding the value would be that if you are sending out information out there, to you don't necessarily have to have links to your information, but by being a giver and sending out information to people that would be of value to them. And a good way to do that is by going to their bio, by checking out their updates, checking out their blog or website that's listed. And if you simply watch a Twitter stream of an individual, you'll uncover maybe some challenges or needs that they're looking for. And that enables you to provide a solution that doesn't necessarily need to be just your business. It could be something else. And then you're becoming a referral source. And by giving and doing that, you'll get more back to you.
Excellent. So as you're looking at somebody's Twitter stream, you may be just talking about taking a glance through a page or two, or are you really, you know, spending a lot of time? What is your suggestion on that when you talk about looking at someone's Twitter stream? And remember, we're dealing with, like you, folks that are from all over the map as far as their level of experience on Twitter.
You know, that's a great question. It goes right back to strategy and knowing your objective. And when you know that, it also connects with, it's not about the quantity. And there's this information is passing through so quickly and so fast that everybody jumps on the fast train, yet just take a step back and focus and know your objective, and then simply look at the people that you want to connect with in your niche or your target market. Really, really focus on the quality. Because in the end, it all comes down to the three core values of engaging, building relationships, and providing value, but networking. Instead of trying to get 10,000 individual people to your business, look at it as connecting with them, and those people will lead you to others.
I'll add just a little to that too, Al, because it still comes back to what we talked about earlier, setting up your page properly, because you asked the question, well, how much time does it take to go to people's blogs and so forth? Well, I don't want to have to spend hours on Twitter, and I don't know anybody else that does either. That's why we talk and teach that the quality of people. So when I'm going out to engage with people and locating people to follow, I really try to dial in on people that are in my niche or my business or industry. And if people do that from the beginning, the majority of your people that are following you and that you're following are all like-minded people. And then it goes back to what Al's talking about. When you send out content that has value to your followers, they're already all like-minded people, because you didn't go out there and try to, you know, gather thousands of followers that are all over the board, if you will. These are all like-minded people. So then you do a little bit of research. For example, a lot of times we send out information like to Mashable, because he has a lot of other Twitter-related information, and he's the largest blog on the Internet. And so he also provides a lot of valuable content. So we also, you know, refer people back to Mashable. And so that's the key, and that's what Al's talking about, and that's what we teach and train people to do. When providing content, it doesn't always have to be about your, mix it up a little bit. put out some quotes, put a link to your blog or website, put out a link or a website to somebody else's content, so it doesn't always look like you're self-serving, that you're also giving at the same time. And you need to find that mix and find that blend, and people will appreciate it so much more.
Excellent. And you're talking about really showing that you're interested and caring about the other people, not only self-promotion, but if it's a good tool. In fact, yesterday you told me you got a bunch of tweets. I talked about and quoted one of your blog posts on a radio show and, of course, tweeted about it last week, a different show that I co-host, substitute host for occasionally. And you said, oh, that's why we got all those tweets. You know, it's just funny how it was, because it's not all about having to share only one bit of material, but being of value. And that's really where you're getting at, is finding whatever it is that would serve your audience, be it yours or somebody else's, right?
Well, absolutely. There's several ways to provide value, you know. Like what you did with us, you went out and sent out a tweet about the post that we did, and that generated a lot of retweets on our blog and generated more traffic for us. And by doing that, people in return will come back and do the same for you. By you giving, you will receive. Treat others like you want to be treated. We've all heard those. And so another way that we do that is by complimenting people. And you do that on an individual basis. So, it's not about going out and generating, lots of followers. Al and I have been doing this for, less than a year, and we have met literally hundreds and hundreds, probably in the thousands of people that we have met and actually connected with on a relationship level. We've talked to several people on the phone, our web developer, our web design guy we met on Twitter, all of our writers we've met on Twitter, everybody that we're associated with that helps us with our business, we've met all these people through Twitter. But it also doesn't happen overnight, and that's the misconception that everybody, we're living in such a fast-paced world with fast food, and everybody wants everything so fast that people are throwing the values away to the wayside looking for a push-button system. And we need to educate people and get back to reality, and that is the core principles that have been around for many, many years, and they will never change. And the sooner you people realize that and adapt to that and really focus on engaging, providing value, and building relationships, and even if it is just one tweet at a time, I'll promise you and guarantee you that in the long run, you're going to have more and better success, no matter what your objective is or your strategy.
Awesome. So, Gina, I'll throw it back over to you. What's one of the things that you have wanted or that you know your students are really wanting to know about Twitter from these guys? We have some of the best that there is on using Twitter to really, truly build relationships and not only make sales. So
one of the things that I hear from students quite often who are just getting started on Twitter is, I don't get it. What am I doing and why am I doing it? They really don't get it. So can we walk folks through, like, a start to finish? What are you doing and why are you doing it? You know you want to use Twitter, so you're going to go out, you're going to open an account, then what?
Yeah, kind of the question of what's the benefit? Why would I do this? Type of thing. I have to quote John F. Kennedy. He says, "We stand today on the edge of a new frontier." And the world has changed big time, and for the good, in the sense of, in the business arena, the playing field has been equalized with social media or social networking with Twitter. So basically, I can touch real quick on some of these benefits and what makes Twitter very, very unique. And I would say really, truly a lifetime opportunity for people in business. It's that big. The one thing is the third-party tools. there's no other social site right now that provides the flexibility, the customization, and the form of automation when used in moderation. Because again, we're all people here, and that's what it's all about. But it's the third-party tool integrations that really, really is a big game changer. Another one is the ability to brand yourself and your business for success. That's a big benefit. Another is the big three is the three core values that we share, and that's engaging and building relationships and providing value. I don't know of any other platforms out there in the business arena that can provide it at the speed that by using Twitter from any other source. The other part is the customer service. If you have a business and you want to serve your customers, it's a phenomenal way to find out what their needs and wants are, and ultimately to keep them satisfied. It's very competitive business world out there, so customer service is important. And then the biggies that people are looking for is to generate leads and sales for your business. Skeeter and I were just absolutely blessed. I mean, we came out from nowhere as far as online business marketing, that is. Nobody really knew who we were, and we weren't big internet gurus that just transferred over to Twitter. Nobody knew who we were. And when we joined Twitter, we generated thousands and thousands of leads. And then that transformed, what was it, Skeeter? We generated traffic from over 133 countries. And some of those I couldn't even pronounce. and that happened in 30 days. So that's one of the great benefits for people is the traffic, the leads, and then by doing those core values of engaging and building relationships and providing value, they can convert to sales. And we've been blessed to generate thousands of dollars in sales. And then the networking aspect is really, really big. Whether you want to network all across the globe or in our country or right in our backyard, you can, or your own backyard, you have the ability to do that quicker and faster than any other source. And then all of a sudden, TweetUps came out. And so that's really important. The big thing to remember is that you can really learn a lot about someone on Twitter, and then take it to the next level and hop on the phone, just like we did with you, Rhonda. We've talked to Rhonda mm-hmm. over different times throughout the year on the phone. And then ultimately, if you can meet in person, that helps to take the relationship or build the network that much better. And then there's also research, the ability to research information you need, not just in like a Google search, but now things are real time. I mean, you can find out things quickly, and you can find them out from people that you know. And that information, you can gather that quickly. Also, the ability to do surveys, which we know is real, real important for business owners to find out exactly what prospects and customers want. Boy, you can send out a tweet and do a simple survey and to give you a better idea of how to better serve your prospects and customers. And then also is traffic generation to your blog and website. And that is really one of the big, just like all the others, it's just a big advantage that Twitter can provide for you and in your business.
Excellent. You know what's very interesting, though, is I noticed, and Gina, wasn't it your father who you said he signed up for Twitter and he just couldn't figure out how to post a tweet for the longest time?
It was. In fact, he still has yet to make his first tweet.
Really? My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what, ladies? If you want to send them to twitterwatchdog.com We do have over 150 posts from sending tweets, how to retweet, how to use certain tools, information, all Twitter exclusive, is posted on our blog, and you could simply do a search right on the blog and find that information there. That would be helpful.
That
would be
kind of funny. It would seem, you know, that there's this little window on you write something, but yet people don't know, and it's just amazing what trips people up and how long they can stay tripped up from things that are fairly simple. So I'd say for anybody, if you're not sure how to tweet, at least just find that little box where it says, what are you doing, and at least write hello and click update, and there's your first tweet. And at least get yourself started. Yeah, where it says, what are you doing, and then there's that little box. So at least if you haven't started, go ahead and just say hello, and maybe someone will actually say hi back to you. You never know.
Well, I know
the thing is to
when
think
I'm
of it, just like in real life. What would you say to someone that walked up to you or that you saw standing next to you and you wanted to engage and learn more? You know, you'd say, "Hi, this is who I am," and you'd find out more about that person and what they're about and what they do and see what kind of a connection how the two of you would connect. But really first started as more of a one-on-one, again, as opposed to just broadcasting information, and you'll see better results with that. Skeeter, would you like to touch on that a little bit more? I went into more of the benefits and to kind of give a scope, because people want to know, well, why do I want to use Twitter? And could you share more about some tips on what they could do on getting started once they have their page set up?
Well, absolutely. And that's the first thing I think people need to identify, like Al said. You know, what are the benefits, and do I really want to take the time? Because it's a learning curve. Just like any social site or anything that you do, there's a learning curve. And that's what people need to understand is, you know, get on Twitter. You know, if you want, you know, you can go to Twitter Watchdog and do a search in the search bar that says, how do I get started setting up my page? And start doing a little bit of research, but just don't give up, because Twitter is so powerful. And so just a real quick overview of what I would do if I was brand new on Twitter to get started, okay? We just covered, I would learn all the benefits. First of all, you have to identify, is Twitter going to be worth my time? And I think people realize that it is. And once you understand the benefits that Twitter can provide your business, now let's dive in and learn the things that I need to know to be productive. And so learn how Twitter works and just make sure you set up your Twitter page properly and then start using the Twitter search. Go out and locate people within your niche and understand, what do I do before I start following? What are the do's and don'ts? Who do I want to follow? Who don't I want to follow? And then understand how do I tweet? You know, there's basic tweeting tips that we're going to be releasing in our tweet formula product. And you guys are asking a lot of great questions, and that's why Al and I identified a while back that, you know, we really need to create a step-by-step system to teach people how to do Twitter, how to monetize their business, to be productive, all the way from the brand new person all the way to the seasoned professional internet marketer. And that's what Tweet Formula is about. But just to continue where I'm at, where I left off, is understand, you know, the basic tweeting tips and learn the lingo. I mean, just like any social site, every social site seems like they have their own little lingo, own little words, and all of a sudden people get on Twitter and it's like, I retweet and RT and DM and hashtags, and oh my gosh, I feel like I'm in the cockpit of an airplane, you know. Where do I go? All of a sudden I feel overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Lost, and I felt that way too back in December when I first got on Twitter. I mean, I was like, man, now what do I do? Which tools do I use? There's all these tools. Which ones do I use? We cover that as well. And we talk about the – and then we talk about the clients, you know, which clients like TweetDeck is the most popular Twitter client out there right now. But there are other ones, Hootsuite as well, just to name a couple. So, you know, identify, do a little bit of research, play around with these clients. Which ones are you comfortable with? And then you just move into your find and follow. You start connecting with people and engaging with people and building relationships. You can't build relationships with everybody, and that's why you have to be somewhat picky about. And that's the benefit as well. You can pick and choose who you engage and build relationships with, and so start identifying those people. And it's just like Al said, what would I do in a traditional atmosphere? If I was on the street or at a social gathering or wherever you're at, and if you were, you know, with somebody face to face, what would I say to that person? Well, you don't know. That's why you have to go to their Twitter bio, read their bio, check out their background, maybe go check out their blog. Now you got something. Now you're kind of armed with something. Now you can send them a compliment. Hey, I like your bio. You know, start engage and you know, start that conversation with people. And then, you know, we also list a bunch of mistakes and stuff, and I don't want, this is such a positive show. I don't know if I want to bring up a lot of mistakes that people make as well, but we covered some of those a little bit as far as not setting their bio up properly. That's, you know, one of the biggest things that Al mentioned too, you know, is not just, you know, spamming as far as sending out links and self-promoting, things along that line. And then having your, identifying what your purpose is on Twitter. So there is a little bit of a learning curve, so just, you know, dive in and if nothing else, you know, go to Twitter Watchdog, and you can even opt in to get our Twitter Success Guide 2.0, and that's a 30-some page guide that Al and I wrote to teach people how to get started on Twitter.
Yeah. It's really good for the person who is just starting and you want kind of a crash course. That's an excellent tool for you to start to be able to understand, well, what do I do? What does all this mean? How do I use it? But I guess, you know, the biggest thing for someone, it's not going to hurt you at all to put up a picture of your face, not a logo or something, but put up a picture of your face. You know, try to make your bio sound a little bit interesting. You can always change it. And just start to connect with people, talk with them, you know, whatever, and begin to engage and get used to it. It seems to me in this day and age, it's as if people sometimes have an expectation that they should be able to just look at something and in 3 seconds grasp exactly what they have to do in all things. And whether that's Twitter or any program, it's like they just think that if they can't look at it and figure it out in a millisecond, then they don't have time for it. And yeah, you're right, there is a little bit of a learning curve, and yet it can be such a great connection tool. And I love what you said earlier about getting on the phone with people or getting to their websites and sharing some of their information, whatever, to make that connection powerful.
Absolutely. Because once you start engaging with people and you understand the power of retweet, it's not just who you know and your followers that are receiving your messages, but, for example, when you guys retweet my message, now all of your followers also are exposed to that tweet. And if there's a link in that tweet that's redirecting people back to my website, now they also have the option to click on that, which is going to generate more traffic, but now their followers can also retweet it. So it doesn't take very many tweets and retweets. All of a sudden, your tweet or link in your website or whatever content you're providing, it could literally be exposed to millions of people.
Absolutely. And thanks for posting about Relationship Marketing 101 on Twitter Watchdog. Of course, it's exciting to see that you posted about being on this show, so thank you.
Well, I got a couple more questions I want to ask.
Of course, go for it.
One of the other things that I hear from students is, how do I figure out who to invite to be my friends? What do you guys tell people?
I'm not sure I heard your question there, Gina. Could you say that again?
They're confused by how they figure out what Twitter followers will become their friends. They know that in Twitter there is no such thing as friends. But the two parts are, number one, what can you do? How do you use Twitter in terms of finding followers and friends? You just go and start with the A's and go to the Z's and be friends with everybody? Or how do you want to find your friends? That's the first part of it.
Well, that's an excellent question, and Skeeter is an absolute professional when it comes to this, and he was touching briefly a bit ago about the find and follow part. And Skeeter, would you like to share a little bit more in the actual search to finding people for business in a target market or a niche?
Well, absolutely. I would love to. You know, there's third-party tools that we recommend to locate and find people, and there's really no guarantees who's going to follow you back. There's some automated tools out there that when you follow somebody, like if somebody follows me, I automatically follow that person back. And so sometimes I have to go through and maybe clean out a little bit, but that's okay. But like Twello, T-W-E-L-L-O-W, Twello.com is a great tool that allows you to type in certain keywords, whether you own a dentist office, whether you're a chiropractor, whether you sell insurance, or whatever your business or industry is. Twello has hundreds of different categories and subcategories to choose from. So that's a great third-party tool that you can go to and just click on one of those categories, and it'll pull up a list of people from that category, and these people have that word or category of that word in their bio. And so that's why it's important to, you know, use keywords in your bio, because these third-party tools allow you to locate other people as well as for other people to locate you. And then once you go in there, you can do a real quick, brief overview of certain people and start following these people. There's other sites like Buzzum, for example, if you're not, you know, if you just want to go out and grab 50 people with the click of a button that are somewhat semi-targeted in an area, you can do that as well. You can type in authors or speakers or radio show host or, you know, any whatever you want to type in. There's, you know, lots of third-party tools that allow you to follow. You know, I recommend when doing sites like Buzzum, if you will, to follow a group of 50 people at a time, to do that in moderation. I wouldn't recommend following more than 300-400 people in a single day. Twitter's rules are, Twitter will only let you follow 1,000 people and they shut you off. You can't follow more than 1,000 people a day. And I would not push that to the limit, you know, where I'm up following 1,000 people a day for several days, because Twitter may look at that as aggressive following is one of their reasons for suspending accounts. So I would recommend following about 300-400 people a day to be on a safe level, or just go out and follow 50 people that are more targeted people. And there's really no guarantees that these people are going to follow you back. And there's also programs that when people don't follow you back, you can remove those people to make room for other people, because there's also a ratio that Twitter has. You can only follow so many people based on your ratio of followers. And so we also talk about that too. So I give people 2-3 days to follow me back. If they don't follow me back based on the tweets that I'm sending out, and then I teach people how to go to other third-party tools and remove the people that aren't following you back, because you can't engage and build relationships with people that aren't following you. So that's a couple tools that we talk about.
Yeah, let me just first really quickly mention that we do have a chat window open. So if people are listening either via computer or via the phone, you can choose to ask a question if you would like, and of course we invite you to tweet the show as always. And you mentioned a tool, Buzzum, and I'm not familiar with that particular tool. And how is that one spelled? There's all these different
weird
spellings.
That is called B as in boy, U as in university, Z, like two zebras, O-M. Buzzum, BUZZOM.com. And it's just a basic tool that allows you to, you know, target people within a niche. Twello is a great site. And the thing I like about Twello is you can actually sign up within Twello and become a member of Twello, and it allows you to go into Twello's back office once you create your username and password and to create an extensive bio on yourself. And then you can also pick up to 20 keywords from 20 different categories to identify yourself as well, so that when people go to Twello and they click on one of 20 categories, you have a chance of being identified and pulled up on a page. And the way Twello works is that whoever has the most number of followers will be listed at the top of the page. So it's also a way to identify people that have been either been on Twitter for a while or have a large number of following. Twello has a map where you can locate people. You can, all over the world. So Twello takes a little bit. It's like a cockpit of an airplane again. When you get to Twello, it's got so many bells and whistles that it takes a little bit of a learning curve there to figure out what does what. And kind of like TweetDeck, you know, I mentioned earlier, is the most popular third-party client or Twitter client, and there's lots of features in TweetDeck, and that'll take you probably a few hours to go in there and play around with just to identify what all the functions are. You can create groups in Twello or in TweetDeck. It's got language translator. You can send feeds to other social sites. You can check out people's bios. You can unfollow people, follow people, send direct messages. You can do you can also view the trends. Twitter there's multiple sites that list the Twitter trends, which are the most popular words that are being used on Twitter on a daily basis, or actually even an hourly basis. It's in real time. And so you can identify which words are people talking about, what are the hot topics. And so that's built right into TweetDeck as well. And so that gives you some ideas also on what to tweet about, using those types of words within your tweets because they're the hot topics. So I can't say enough about Twello and TweetDeck. They're two awesome, awesome platforms.
Yeah, they give you a lot of flexibility, especially for people that when you're using it for business and you're going out with a targeted reason that you want to connect with whatever people it would be in your niche, you know, whether it's golfers or authors or whatever, it's always useful to have tools that help you to sift and sort a little bit. And that's kind of what you're talking about with both of those tools, between Twello being able to select by category of people that you want to look into, and then with tools like TweetDeck being able to set up groups so you can pay attention to certain streams. The other neat thing in TweetDeck is if you can also have a whole column of tweets that come up based on a particular search term or keyword that you select, which then allows you to go in and look for people that have the types of issues that your business deals with, so that you're able to find them and be of service to them.
Well, absolutely, and I believe you can do that with individuals, too. So if you find somebody, let's say it's your competitor, for example, and you own a business, and you want to keep an eye on what that person's doing, you could do a search on every time somebody sends that person a tweet, and you can keep an eye on people that way. Or if you find somebody that you want to gather information or ideas from, quotes or authors, speakers, you can also do searches on individuals as well.
Yeah, which makes it really neat. You can keep an eye on whatever it is that you want to keep an eye on, whether it's a keyword or a competitor or, you know, whatever. I think that's a really useful way to use those tools. And we talked about how can you use Twitter without, you know, spending your entire day just dealing with this one thing and not getting other stuff done. tools like that help you to make the most of your time, don't they?
Well, absolutely.
Absolutely. And I can honestly say that I spend less I spend less than an hour a day on Twitter.
Wow. I'm surprised.
And that's counting getting back to all my people and replies and compliments and research and everything, because I've done my homework and I know where to go to get the information I need. And once people, you know, understand how to do that, you can maximize your time too.
Excellent. Well, what other of the tools or strategies do you recommend that also help? You've talked about TweetDeck. You've talked about Twello, like the yellow pages of Twitter. And what else helps you make the most of your time so that you can only spend an hour a day or less on Twitter and yet use it so powerfully to build relationships and to build your business?
That's a great question, Rhonda. This is Al. That's where the creation of our tweet formula that we're releasing came out. And I say that because it is a challenge out there with all these tools and information. And how do we simplify this, as Skeeter just revealed, how he does all of these things in less than 1 hour a day? And it really goes back to getting started, learning the lingo, and coming in and identifying a client, which will help you customize and provide some flexibility, leaning into, you know, find and follow. And then ultimately, there's some other tools like photo and video sharing is very, very big. And that adds a personal touch, too, because a lot of people, when they're offline and they come online, they say, well, how do I make that connection? And it's really all about making the connection, and you can do that with the photo and video sharing. So there's a site called twitpic.com. That is the number one most used third-party tool for exchanging pictures, and that's a great way to just simply upload a picture, and then it sends a tweet directly out on your Twitter stream for others to view and connect with you. And then a second site for photo sharing is called YFrog, the letter Y and then frog.com. So it's YFrog and twitpic.com are very, very similar. They have a few different features, but are phenomenal sites for sharing pictures. And that's another mm-hmm. way to get out there and connect a little bit further. And then, Skeeter, would you like to share a little bit more of the two sites that we recommend on the video sharing side that integrate with Twitter?
Oh, absolutely. TwitVid, TwitVid.com. This is a great site that allows you to upload and send a tweet, tweet your video with ease. So TwitVid.com is a great site for doing videos and screener. I did a video tutorial on screener. And screener.com, screener.com. It's just like screen, like on your screen door with an R at the end, .com. And this allows you to do videos as well. And so they're most of these sites, I wish I could say this for all of the third-party tools, but most of these sites have video tutorials that teach you and kind of give you a brief overview on how to run the sites and how to do these things. But there are some sites, amazingly, in today's world that you go to and it's like, now what do I do? And there's very little description on how to operate the tools. They think that you're just supposed to go there and know. But TwitVid and Screener are two great tools. And that's why they're the most popular, is because they do give you a little tutorial on how to operate and run them. And that's just a great way to do a short video to say good mm-hmm. morning or quick promotion or whatever you want to do, and it adds more personality to your tweet as well.
I really love Screener. I haven't tried TwitVid yet, but I love Screener because I was able to put some material up into a window and do kind of a screen capture and talk through the material and actually make a little mini course for subscribers and go ahead and let people find it on Twitter and then know exactly where to go to get the rest of them. It was a lot of fun. It was really quick and easy, and it adds a whole new dimension to things that you do. And so in this case, I didn't do a promotion. I did like a storytelling class in five segments using screeners. So that was really fun and very easy, a nice way to make a connection with people and let them both hear you and potentially see whatever you're talking about at the same time.
Absolutely. So just let your imagination run wild. Think outside the box a little bit, kind of like you did, Rhonda, when you made those, you know, those little training videos. So that's the power of all these third-party tools that integrate with Twitter. And trust me when I say this, that Twitter is in its infancy. We haven't seen nothing yet, and Twitter is already changing the way we communicate, and it's changing the face of the Internet in terms of social sites and so forth.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've shared some really good sites for the pictures and for the video and a couple of tools to help you keep yourself organized and find people. Do you have any other favorite tools that really make your job of connecting with people easier?
Wow.
Or Twitter clients.
Well, I would like to mention is Twitter Feed. Just like it sounds, mm-hmm. twitterfeed.com. And it's a great way for you to be able to add quality content from your blog that automatically updates to your Twitter page every time you do another post. Now, you can do this and use Twitter Feed for anybody's blog or website that has an RSS feed. Even if you don't have a blog or a website, this is a great way for you to get on Twitter and use other people's websites or blogs, RSS feed, to provide quality content to your followers and so forth. So
mm-hmm.
TwitterFeed.com is a great way to stay connected to the content of your choice.
I love that tool. That's one of my absolute favorites. It makes it very easy to be of service to people without having to spend a lot of time causing it to happen. Gina, do you use Twitter Feed?
I do not, but I think I will be soon.
I'm sure you will. I'll tell you, I use it to deliver, well, my blog certainly, but storytelling-related content because I'm the story lady. It's one of the reasons people come to me. So I have great content, and sometimes people retweet stuff, and I'm like, oh, I haven't even seen that yet. But it came because of the way that I set up the Twitter feed, and it's of true value and service to people and relevance, because if you're doing it right, you select what your audience wants to know about, why they would come to you and find that content. So I really love it because I could put out a lot of great material and not personally have to touch it necessarily.
That's the power of automation used in its finest. It's
yes,
used
wisely. Exactly.
Could I add one great tip on Twitter Feed that would be beneficial for your audience?
Please.
Well, there's a lot of people out there that don't have content of their own. And another feature of Twitter Feed is that If you have a target market or niche that you'd like to provide valuable content to, but you don't have your own, you can simply find the sources that you feel would be most beneficial to your target market or niche and send that information out via Twitter feed. It doesn't just have to be from your information that you provide. It can
right.
be a variety of information. And that's a good tip. If there's people that are new, they don't have their own content, and if they also want to mix it up a little bit with some variety.
That's what I do with a lot of the storytelling content. I've gotten it honed down to where I get exactly the type of thing I want, and it goes through the Twitter feed so that I can. Then when I'm on Twitter, I can converse with people and do other things, and I know that some of the things people want to see is coming through wisely used automation, and I carry on conversations and do other things when I'm there personally.
Oh, that's great.
So one other question that I had was, I know personally I have an account on Facebook and one on Ning and one on Twitter, and I've got all kinds of accounts all over the place. How does Twitter fit in to the worldwide social networking thing? How do you get your Twitter account tied into other things, or do you want to even?
Well, that's a great question, and I think that Twitter is becoming the hub. Recently, there was an announcement that Twitter and LinkedIn connected up, so you can send information back and forth from the social sites. You can also send your information through Facebook in a similar fashion as LinkedIn, and there's other sites coming on board. The one thing that we teach that we believe in is it's hard to chase five rabbits at once.
Right.
That's for sure. And to really focus, and there's so many places to go. And that's part of the thing. There's a lot of information. There's a lot of distractions. And then in the end, everybody's running around sending out information, but they really have no clear objective, and they're unfocused. And so we like Twitter as the hub for the benefits that we mentioned earlier, and you can certainly integrate the other sites if you wish. But as you get out there more and more and you go, okay, Facebook, LinkedIn, and other sites, all of a sudden, you realize that your whole day is chewed up. You lose track of time real quick. And so if you focus on Twitter as the hub, you can get a lot more done quickly, as Skeeter mentioned earlier, and how he does this in less than 1 hour a day.
So do you actually link your Twitter to your Facebook, or do you recommend that so that people on Facebook can see your tweets, or do you recommend against that?
Well, that's a good question, and we've received feedback some like it, some do, some don't. Depending on your audience and depending on how many people are on there and if it's targeted, in some cases, you on Facebook, you may have family, friends that go way back that are maybe not, for the business reasons, may not be interested in that information as much. So you have to identify that audience and do they want to receive that information that you're sending out on Twitter. Or maybe you simply just have a separate account, one for personal and one for business on Twitter.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. That's a very good idea.
Yeah.
What are some of the more unique ways you've seen people using Twitter?
I've seen people use it for a number of ways. Like at Inspire Me Today is a very unique story, how it's a nonprofit organization for the Global Hug Tour. And so she has literally used Twitter basically probably 95% only using Twitter, has connected with virtually every country around the world where somebody from another country that she located and found using Twitter is willing to help and support her mission with the Global Hug Tour. And that's a touching story, how somebody out of nowhere can just, you know, hop on Twitter and all of a sudden you're impacting people from around the world using one social site. And she done all that in less than a year. And generated, I believe it's over $1 million in contributions to help this thing keep going.
Wow.
Inspire Me Today.
That's
cool. Yeah.
Inspire Me Today for the Global Hug Tour. That's a unique story. That's one way that really touched me and really stood out in my mind, the power of Twitter, not just for business, but for touching people's lives in many different ways.
The hashtag went out recently, about 3 weeks ago, was it, on pound beat cancer. And that went viral instantly and really brought a lot of awareness to raising some money for beating cancer. So there's there's, you know, from charities to what Skeeter mentioned with Gail Goodwin at Inspire Me Today, for business on various levels.
That's really unique. Anything else that you have, either of you have seen that's really, you know, beyond the normal, beyond just sharing your blog or sharing information, some other unique things? I love that Beat Cancer thing, by the way, and I was a part of that. I remember tweeting on that day as well, and it's really interesting to see how quickly something can spread around like that. So anything else you've seen that's noteworthy so that people can learn from it and perhaps apply it into your own business?
Well, another great example, Rhonda, is remember when that plane landed in the Hudson Bay, was it?
Yes.
And
okay.
What happened was there that that was on Twitter before the mainstream media, and that goes back to the video and the photo sharing and the SMS, the whole mobile devices. That information was sent on Twitter and was received and tweeted and retweeted before it hit the mainstream media. That's powerful.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, and I remember there has been some talk both for and against various people in Congress tweeting from the floor of the House or the Senate or whatever, and I know some people are for that and some people not so much. It gives such a real time. And it bypasses the reporters, so they don't necessarily like it because they want to be the purveyors of news. But in this sense, Twitter can allow you to really become the news, just like what you mentioned with that plane going down.
Yes, it's no longer 5 or 10 or 15 publishers via TV, newspapers, and radios. In a sense, we are all publishers now. Or can be if you want to be, by using sites like Twitter.
Well, that's I'm glad you mentioned that, Al, because you know, remember that a few months back when that NBA basketball player got scolded for tweeting during halftime in the locker room. He was tweeting what the coach was saying at the halftime of the ball game. I've also seen photos of a fire from another country. An apartment building caught on fire, and somebody was standing there and took a photo of it. And before the fire department even got there, and like Al mentioned, you know, there was photos being uploaded to Twitter about that plane landing in the Hudson Bay before the waves even hit shore. So it's really, you know, taking media by storm because it's moving so fast with all these third-party tools and real-time information and real-time news. So, I mean, even Dell reported that they've generated over $3 million in sales through Twitter. And ice cream eaters in New York give a local chain Tasty Delight marketing feedback via Twitter, and sometimes, like when they were up working on the Statue of Liberty, somebody had sent a tweet. They were hungry for ice cream, and Tasty Delight sent up some ice cream to them because they had seen the tweet. And so, it just keeps going on and on and on like that. And who knows where Twitter is going to go and mold and shape the internet in terms of social media. I mean, we are in a paradigm shift right now, and Twitter is you know, creating that shift.
It's a lot that can happen in just 140 characters or less, isn't it?
absolutely.
Oh, wow. It's just amazing. So, I just looked at the time, and I'm going, wow, holy smokes, it's just amazing. We've not that much longer left in our show. I told you, it always goes really fast. So this is awesome. We do have a chat available if people have questions or things that you want us to bring up, and we'll be sure to mention that. And this is really fun. One of the things that I know often trips people up is they talk about, you know, whether you should follow everybody back or not. And I know, Skeeter, I believe it was you who said that you automatically will follow everyone who follows you. And then just every so often you may need to clean up because sometimes there are some kind of spammy accounts or whatever, people that are just in it for self-promotion only or whatever. So what are kind of, you know, your criteria for, you've decided you're going to go ahead and follow everybody. What helps you do a little bit of sorting without sorting out somebody who could end up being a very good person for you to connect with for your business?
Well, that's probably kind of a catch-22 question, because I'm sure over the last almost a year, I probably have unfollowed some people that maybe if I had given them a few more days. It's really a numbers game, just like with everything. It's impossible for me to go out there and tweet back to every single person on an individual basis, and so I use my direct messages a lot. And I did a test about 3 months ago, I'll use this as an example, as I was receiving direct messages, and there's a lot of junk in your direct messages too, so you'll learn really quick how to filter through that. So what I did in a 24-hour period, I engaged with a number of people, and then as those people engaged back with me, I just sent out a basic tweet, just something basic, to see if I'm going to get a reply back. That was my objective. And so as these people started replying back, and then I engaged a little more, like with a compliment, nice bio, or made a comment, something about them to continue the engagement. Well, to make a long story short, within a 24-hour period, engaging, now I only spent like 10 minutes multiple times, and then maybe like a 15-minute span, and then maybe another 15-minute span. So, but in all, in a 24-hour period, investing 1 hour of my time, I had engaged and went beyond engaging and started actually building relationships with 10 people that I had never knew before, that I had never sent a tweet before or nothing, with 10 brand new people. So I wanted to throw that in there as well. Then back to your question, what is my criteria? I mentioned this earlier a little bit as far as a photo. I mean, I don't have a lot of time. My time is valuable. I can't get time back, and that's true with everybody listening to this call. So I scan people's bios. I scan their photo. If they don't have a decent photo, I don't have time to go find out, well, maybe this person messed up and didn't have a decent photo at the time. I just don't have that kind of time. That's why it's important to take the time to set your Twitter page up properly. I scan photos. I scan bios. If I like what I see, and then I go, maybe I'll go to their blog or website. But typically, if people don't follow me back in 3, 4, 5 days, I do a clean out and just simply unfollow those people.
Good to know. It really does highlight the importance of putting up a picture, and I always tell people, do that before you start going and looking for people to follow or whatever. And there are a couple of people whom I personally know who got on Twitter, and you know, they reach out before they have a picture, and I'll go, hey, I know you, so you know, I'm going to just tell you, be sure to put up a picture before you start talking to people, so they know that you are a real live human being. It makes a huge difference.
Yeah, it really does.
Absolutely. And it's the quality of the photo, too. Don't just, I mean, I see so many photos with an eyeball or the, you know, side of somebody's head, you know, or they're way out in the distance and you can't really make out if it's a guy or a girl without looking at the name, you know. I mean, all those things. I mean, put a picture up there that's going to show who you are and people can connect with your smile or, you know, a feature about you.
Cool. And when is your new product coming out? I think you told me just next month, right?
Yeah, December 1st, 2 weeks from today.
Wow.
And so I don't know, you know, we're excited about Tweet Formula. We've been studying and researching Twitter for quite a long time now, and we realized that we have a great blog, if you will, Twitter Watchdog. Oh, excuse me. We have a great Twitter Watchdog provides all the content that you need, but it still doesn't show people step by step. What do I do to get started? Where do I start? Which exact tools do I need to use? Sorry.
You're
about
in high
that.
Demand.
I apologize for that. He called right back. That's why we're excited about Twitter Watchdog. But we've taken Tweet Formula to the next level, because we have what's going to be in there, a back office that's going to have a forum. We're going to have weekly Twitter training calls. We're also going to give the first number of people for, we don't know how long this will run, but for everybody that participates in Tweet Formula, Al and I have committed to bringing customer service to the Internet in multiple ways. And one way that we're going to do that is to give individuals a 30-minute one-on-one private consultation on to make sure they're getting their business off to the right start. And that's our commitment to people that believe in us, and because we truly have a passion to help people. And our back office is going to have recorded training calls and updates and additional training videos, video tutorials on different subjects and categories as well. So that's enough self-promoting from me, because I just what a title. It's hard to hold back when you're excited.
Well, I had to ask because I know that you do have this coming out soon, so I wanted to make sure people are aware of it. And you've done a number of calls to serve people around Twitter and of course, things that you have up on the blog. So that's really tremendous. It's a good way for people I find it's a way to fast-track being able to connect with people. Yes, you're still going to get on the phone with those who are a really excellent candidates for your business or people you want to connect with, but it's such a great tool. For me, I think I can scan down a page of tweets and look at somebody's bio, and in just a few seconds, you can at least get some idea of what that person is all about simply by seeing the types of messages that they are sharing, what they put in the bio, what their picture looks like, and so forth.
Well, you make a good point, too, that I never brought up, is a lot of times their Twitter username. And I know it's a first-come, first-served basis, kind of like a website URL. And it seems like a lot of the great Twitter names and themselves have been taken. And so I recommend, to use your name, if possible, when branding, or your business name. And then whatever your at Twitter username is, make sure that when you're filling out your bio, you put your first name in there. Like Gail Goodwin, for example, she has at Inspire Me Today, but then she has Gail Goodwin in her name. And sometimes people use the same at name, which doesn't tell you what their name is, in their Twitter name. And because a lot of times when I send out a tweet, I like to connect with people on a more personal level. I'll say, hey, thanks for retweeting my tweet, and then I'll say their name in the tweet. And that's connecting with people. That's part of that connecting and engaging. And so you make a point, the name.
Here's a funny thing that happened is somebody, the way their name looked, it appeared that their name was Terry, looked like T-E-R-I. And, the way different names are spelled, who knows? Well, I thought it was a female named Terry. What it turned out, it was a male named Eric. So I ended up saying blah, 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 Terry several times in tweets because it was T-E-R-I was the first part of their Twitter handle. And I didn't see a name on their profile at the time. Well, now they've actually changed so that their name is Eric along with their last name. So you know who you're addressing. But I says, gosh, here I'm thinking that you're a female named Terry. I don't see very well, so I'm sure maybe the picture was really clear. But, I'm mostly blind, so you'll have to forgive me on that score. But just realize that the first letters or how it appears, it does make a difference as to how you're going to connect with people.
Well, absolutely. And I think you brought up a good point when you mentioned that if you want to learn more about somebody real quick, another way is to just check out their Twitter timeline, and that's, you can do that real quick. With the click of a button, you can view a complete page of all the tweets that the most recent tweets that they've tweeted out. And that'll also show you how active that person is. If it's been 2 months since that person sent out a tweet, well, obviously it's probably not somebody I want to, you know, follow or put on my list. You know, we didn't even talk about list. You know, Twitter just added that list feature, which is an incredible way to sort people and put them in different groups that you want to be able to keep track of. So that's a fairly new tool that Twitter has added. And Twitter's going to continuously add new features to their main page. They just added the retweet button. That's still in beta. I actually have it on my page, and just now with the click of a button, you don't have to copy and paste and go to third-party tools to do a retweet. You can just click your button right from your Twitter homepage and retweet somebody's message if you want to.
Yeah, it's getting more and more sophisticated. I love Twitter lists, too. I have a list for people. Anyone that retweets me gets into a fans list and stuff, but it's very helpful to connect.
Absolutely. I have you on my list, too.
Yep, you're definitely on mine. One of my
I have you, Rhonda. I have you on my Go-Giver list. Because you're a great example of providing value, and you're a Go-Giver.
Well, thank you very much. I certainly appreciate that. And as you get to know Gina, you'll realize that I'm sure we'll end up on that list as well, because she's definitely all about service before selling.
Yes, absolutely. We've already seen that.
Great. Thank you. So if folks wanted to connect with you guys again, how would they do that?
If they want to connect, if you want to connect with us, you're breaking
up. If the listeners would like to connect with you, how would they do that?
Oh, well, they could certainly follow me at Skeeter Hansen, S-K-E-E-T-E-R. Hansen is H-A-N-S-E-N. At Skeeter Hansen on Twitter is my Twitter username.
And they can follow me, Al Ferretti. That's Al, A-L. And my last name is spelled F-E-R-R-E-T-T-I. And if you didn't catch our names, you can find us on TwitterWatchdog.com, and there's links on there that you can click on to follow us directly on Twitter.
Awesome.
Questions.
Thank you. Rhonda, what else is there that we need to know or want to know from these guys about using Twitter?
Wow. Well, let's see. You've given us so many great tips, and I'm kind of looking through some questions that people had wanted me to ask or had sent over. I think we've gotten most of it covered. I want to give you each the opportunity. I'll say first Al and then Skeeter. What's one thing you really wish that more people would do on Twitter really well that you can leave as one final awesome tip from you first, Al, and then we'll move along to Skeeter?
Well, that's a million-dollar question, and I'm glad that you asked that, Rhonda. The one thing that I would say is networking. And really, networking is all about cultivating a mutual beneficial give-and-take win-win relationships. And with that, I would incorporate engaging, building relationships, and providing value. If you want to be successful with your business, those are the elements that need to be there.
Thank you. How about you, Skeeter?
Well, thank you for this opportunity to answer this question. One thing I would like to see people do more of is simply to not give up. I see so many people, and I've read statistics too, where people come on board with Twitter and they think that it's just another social site. So I would really like to see people be persistent with Twitter, not give up, and understand the value of Twitter, because once you do and you invest the time needed, like what Al said, to learn how to engage and build relationships and provide value, once you do that, and it's a learning curve like anything, and it doesn't take that long, but stay persistent and you will find the benefits that you're looking for whatever reason with Twitter, because like Al mentioned earlier, it's leveled the platform. It has become the hub that you can do everything from Twitter. You don't have to be on several different social sites now.
Well, we're pretty much out of time, so I wanted to say thank you so much to both Skeeter and Al for being here today. Guys, this is really helpful, and I know a number of people are going to really look forward to getting their start on Twitter with everything you've told us today. Rhonda, who do we have up next week? Do we know?
We have Laurel Clark from the... I'm sorry. Hang on a second. Ouch. I know we have it up. I'm sorry. I don't recall it. Judith and Jim. I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong thing. We have Judith and Jim from the Heart of Marketing. That's who we have next week.
Fantastic. So we will be back here same time, same place at noon Eastern next Tuesday on Blog Talk Radio for another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101. Until then, have a great week, everyone, and see you next Tuesday. Take care, all. Thank you again to both Skeeter and Al for sharing their valuable ideas with us. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's not. It's not. Might be on the as high as 50, but nothing wrong with that. coming?
Help people before, so I prayed about it and decided to ask somebody for some help because I don't know what else to do.
I'm sorry, man. We had a really rough trip ourselves, and we've been in a repair shop the last few days. I just had $3,000 worth of repairs, too, so I'm sorry. What a furious bitch waking me up to ask me for money. Oh, you're still in bed, Bill.
Are you? No, it's okay. Oh, some homeless big lady who was begging decided to drive up in her car, beg for money for me. And he said, you know, we've kind of had a hard trip ourselves out here lately. We've just spent $3,000 or whatever on our having our motorhome fixed. It's been just kind of tough. So I'm sorry, but thank you anyway. Oh, well.
Why do you have such a hard time telling them no?
I've run into stories like that before, but once I've heard them, I mean, it was a long drought. I'm sorry. Well, first, you know, it was like this. And then because you weren't reaching in your purse right away or whatever, she's praying about it. And then after she was praying about it, she was having to be in a diabetic, too. And they just lay it on so thick. Right there. Come on, my pretty doggy. Come on. Come on.
Very slow. I'm fine. I need a shot. You need me for right now. I have another call I have to do in a few minutes, okay?
Okay.
10.
Yes, I have to do it on a call if you know
that. What's that, your last call was at like 1:30?
I was wrong.
You were wrong.
I have one more call I have to do.
What?
I have one more call I have to do. Not cool. What's doing a little? I slept with this lady out the whole time.
You're
kidding? Mm-hmm. Oh, just 4 minutes before I woke you up. I just got up and out of this bed.
We
got
to take you to bed before I get your college taken care of,
and he bites him.
Teeth
are never bite his claws.
But I mean, they're like...
Dude. Going
to a
bite point
almost.
Dude, it's coming into that shape.
Now, what was her spiel again? Kind of try to relay it to me as best as you can, the whole thing.
She's sorry to bother me. She's not from around here. She got up here only to find that her car broke down. She had to get it fixed. She got taken to cleaners. So then she started to try to go home. And after she's death in her family, she still couldn't make it home. So she decided to pray about it, and she prayed that some nice woman with four something or another, I don't know what, would help her. And something or another, I didn't understand what the four somethings were, would help her. And she's diabetic, and she's been trying to reach her brother all day, but he's not home. And so she decided she'd knock down our door to see if we could help her. Thought about asking her for the phone number, going and putting it into my phone. And said, here you go, dial your brother. I think, yeah.
I mean, the story that long, but then it evolved.
It was sort of gnarly.
I know. It's too
much. No. But he's not on his puppet. He's coming up in the air. Yeah.
Yep, come on. Man.
I see.
Put your cigarette out, it's not anyway.
But I'm having a shot.
Oh. Sure, I'd bet your mama's having a shot, she can't keep on her chin. She's great, she's on her chin. But she's having a shot.
I have to pee.
Mama, is it okay if Gina pee-pees?
didn't know if you guys were in the bathroom or not. Okay, no panicking.
These pimpins maybe have a really cute little round bottom. I just thought it was lovely. Is it okay if I pet it?
Yeah.
Shouldn't you stand on both feet?
Oh.
Hi, Dad. What you getting?
I'm petting Mom's bottom, too.
Oh, I didn't ask if you could pet it. I asked if I could.
Nobody has to ask if I could pet it. I could do it, see?
Here's the fountain. Hey, it's time for pee-pee. I need to cut an odd body just for you.
Oh, man, my headset's
been... Oh, brother.
Help me, there's four things would help me. And
the idea that, you know, it was just like, if this doesn't work, let's try this. If that one doesn't work, let's try this. And if that one doesn't work, we'll just, and it was a full story of a tapestry of woe that was woven into a very short 30 seconds, well, maybe 45 seconds, maybe a minute, a third. Just had a white car. And the girl that I talked to, hey, she could have been legitimate, but I just, people have asked me for gas money. Oops, I'm sorry. They've asked me for gas money.
People who have RVs are having a job on welfare.
You know what? I know why it's so hot in here. Put the shades down.
Oh,
leave me alone!
Uh-oh. Oh.
Ready? I can't help you.
Yeah, but you look like
LP
Peter. Danny's still with us. Will you cut me out? You know how I am, right?
Camera back in. Probably.
No, it was single.